His spiritual inspiration is our very own Mufti A.K. Hussein. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me how you doing this fine, beautiful morning, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, brother Shafa'at. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem, amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Rabbi shrah li swadri, wa yasir li yamri, wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli, subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana, innaka antal alimul hakeem. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Jumad al-Ula, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 18, Suratul Kahf, and today our lesson is verse number 31. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Verily, those people who have true faith and conviction, they continue with the righteous deeds, speech and actions. Inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. Then we will never let it go in vain, and we will never let it go to waste. The reward, man ahsana amala, those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. All this we are enjoying today, our health, our wealth, our honor and everything else. Remember, this is just a bonus. You know, many a time when I was in the shop, when I was now 60 years ago, 55 years ago, and a young boy, then my father would tell us, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus, that in those days, in the early 60s, if somebody bought for 100 rand, you know, it was too much that time, so give him a bansela, give him some bonus. So we would give him a handkerchief, a pair of socks and so forth. So all this me and you are experiencing today, enjoying today, is that bansela, is that remember bonus. And this is enshrined in a noble Quran. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Almighty Allah rewards you in this world, but that's a bonus. The optimum maximum reward will be in the year after. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 148. So Almighty Allah teaches us, for who is this? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those people who continuously do and fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. So therefore, the lesson tells us, man ahsana amala. There was muhsineen, and that's a noun, and yes, ahsana, the verb, that who continuously does the good deeds, fulfilling their duty with beauty. What will be the optimum maximum reward? Now Almighty Allah explains to us in chapter 18 and verse number 31. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. For them will be the gardens of paradise. And which type of gardens? عَدْنٍ, the gardens of eternity. Garden of Eden. That also they derived and stole from the noble Quran. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. So Eden they made. Meaning the garden of eternity. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. And beneath those gardens, you will will find the rivulets and the streams are flowing. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the streams in the noble Quran. That first one, wa anaharum mimma in ghairi asin, that it will be the stream of water and you will never find any pollution there. You know, nowadays you find balazia, you find pollution, you find so many things, but there by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, everything with perfection, and there will be no problem there for the people of Iman and faith and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs them that you are my guest and I will give you what you want, the best of the best. فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسين وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه. The second type of stream and rivulet, the streams of milk, and never will the taste go off. Today we see how many a time, because of DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current, you have load shedding, and this goes off, that goes off, the milk goes off, nothing will go off there. Third type of stream, وَأَنَهَارٌ مِّنَ خَمْرِ اللَّذَّةِ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, and the streams and the rivulets of alcohol, لَذَّةِ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, that will bring pleasure to those who drink it. They will not get intoxicated and drunk. Tomorrow night, Friday night, will usher in the new year, 2022, and how many people throughout the world, millions of people, totally drunk, intoxicated. They can't differentiate between day and night and male and female. So intoxicated they are. So therefore Islam says that all these type of celebrations are haram and there's no place in Islam. وَأَنَهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, and the last and final stream which Almighty Allah will bless the people of paradise in the gardens of eternity, the streams of honey. Today they write 100% honey, but we know it's not 100%. So there in Jannah and paradise, min asalim muswaffa, 100% pure, pure it will be, a gift from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Four streams and rivulets are mentioned there. تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها. So they will be embellished and adorned and beautified in Jannat and Paradise. من أساور من ذهب, with the bracelets made of gold. For us in Islam, for the men to wear genuine gold, genuine silk, is not permissible. One day Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one hand Mubarak came with genuine gold. In the other hand, Mubarak, blessed hand, came with genuine silk and said, Huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati. These two items, genuine gold and genuine silk, are haram and not permissible for the men of this ummah, my international followers, global followers. So, Almighty Allah rewards us with something much greater and superior in the year after. So the men also, the women, we know the jewelry they'll be given, but the men also, min asawira min zahab, the bracelets they will wear made of gold, wa yalbasuna thiyaban, and they will wear such garments, khudram min sundus, and it will be greenish in color and made from the fine type of silk. You know silk is called harir, so raqiqul harir, that harir and silk that is very fine, so that you call sundus. And wa istabarak ghalidul harir, and the thick type of silk. So all different types of silk and greenish in color, and that will be the clothing they will wear. Wa libasuhum fiha harir. Almighty Allah says their garments will be made of that silk. Remember, the names are used of this world, but everything is beyond our perception, imagination, sin comprehension, because Jannat is ma la aynun ra'at, what no eye has ever seen, wa la udhunun sami'at, what no ear has ever heard, wa la khatr ala qalbi bashar, what no mind can comprehend, perceive and understand. So beyond our comprehension, imagination and perception. So that is Jannat and Paradise, muttaki'ina fiha, they will be reclining there. Today, how we love when we flying from this country to that country, this continent to that continent, we get an upgrade and we're sitting in business class, or we get an upgrade and we're sitting in first class. So now the seats are nice and broad and everything, but that is the dunya. There in Jannah and Paradise, dunya means the worldly benefits. Muttaki'ina fiha, there in Paradise they will be reclining. Fiha, so in that Jannah, in that Paradise, alal araik, on those sofas, so plush and lush and great they will be, that not like this today sofa and so forth. So remember, it will be adorned, embellished, and it will be so beautiful that no one in this world can imagine it. See what Allah says. For the people who have Iman, Islam, and they die, ni'mat thawab, how excellent is the reward for them. Now just we compare and juxtapose with yesterday's lesson, where we let's speak about the people of the hell. They all met Allah taught us in chapter number 18 and verse number 29, that bi'sa sharab wa sa'at burtafaqa, they were asking for liquid and water, and Almighty Allah gave them that, that if they just touch it and use it, it burns their entire body. How horrible a drink it is, and what a horrible, terrible place to land up in and stay there. So that is what were the end consequences of those people who died on kufr and shirk, on blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship. Ye ni'mat thawab, how excellent is the reward. Wa hasunat murtafaqa, and how beautiful, excellent is their abode, where they will be. And all the eating, drinking is not because of hunger or thirst. Nay, it will be like a connoisseur. We have a 7, 8, 9 course meal, and yet then they bring some pudding, they bring some ice cream, they bring some dessert. But we had a 7, 8 course meal. No, you're the connoisseur. Just taste it and see. So obviously that's just an example. Otherwise the reality in Paradise is much greater and superior. So we make dua for our deceased and for ourselves. How to make dua? Oh, esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My parents passed away, grandparents passed away, brothers passed away, and we make dua for everybody who passed away with Iman and Islam. Allahumma rzuquhum Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, you grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, the highest, highest stages, out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. Habibuna rahmatul lil-alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, idha sa'altumullah, when you beg Almighty Allah, فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَتُهَا. When you ask Almighty Allah and beseech and petition Him, don't ask Him only for Jannah. Say Jannat al-Firdaus, that is the supreme, highest place, and that is the cream of the crop, the center portion of Jannah. So for ourselves also, what we're going to say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Jannat al-Firdaus, those, or you add one more attribute, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is how we make dua for ourselves and our deceased. Inna lillahi wa inna li raji'un. Yesterday we received the news that Haji Ahmed Nahuda of Madinah Munawwara, his brother passed away here in South Africa, and Haji Ismail Nahuda. So make dua for all the marhumin. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Similarly, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We receive the message that today in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, there will be social distancing in the prayer and salat and namaz. This is an indictment, remember this. Just 1 week, 2 weeks ago, they had their rave and all the big parties and musical concerts there in Riyadh. More than 700,000 people attended, and they were packed like sardines, and no social distancing, no mask, no nothing. Male, female, all jiving and dancing like that. Everything going on from A to Z, everything haram. But now, suddenly, in the Haramain Sharifain. So do you know what the Quran says? Quran says, when you mess around, when you make intention of haram, in the Haram Sharif of Makkah, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ, that whoever makes intention, Allah spoke of intention, this is not only intention, this is implementation. وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ بِذُلْمٍ, whosoever makes intention in the Haram day in Makkah Mukarrama, and in both, it will be worse obviously, بِإِلْحَادٍ, of deviation, بِذُلْمٍ, oppression, transgression, then نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then we will let them taste, remember, the painful, horrible, terrible punishment. Well, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and is the small Dajjal, so remember, this is what they're inviting, the punishment and the wrath and chastisement of Almighty Allah to come upon them and his cabinet and all who agree with him. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majidul Aqsa and all our masajid throughout the world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen. Looking at our questions this morning. Assalamu alaikum. Is it Islamic to buy a bouquet of flowers for my wife? She reverted from Christianity. This comes from Asad the Mufti Sahab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You must remember, if you mean because of New Year, now you want to buy for her a bouquet of flowers and so forth and give her, so that is not permissible. We are not allowed as Muslims to imitate and mimic the kuffar, the non-Muslim culture, whether it is the New Year, whether it is the Christmas, whether it is Diwali, whether it is Rosh Hashanah, the New Year of the Jews, all this for us as Muslims is totally unacceptable and not permissible. However, you want to buy a gift for your wife, so go and buy a gift today. So you must remember, buy her chocolate, buy her shoes, buy her dress, whatever you want to. So it got nothing to do with any celebration, festival. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged us, my brother, that we should be giving gifts to one another. Listen to the words of the Master, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahaddu, tahabu, that give gifts to one another, it will generate mutual love. And husband, wife, definitely sometimes you will have misunderstanding, argument. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الدَّغَائِنَ, when you give the gift, it removes the malice, rancor, hatred. So excellent, go today, buy something for her. What are you going to tell your wife, my brother? Oh honey, take the money and then everything will be lungi there. Everything will be good. You see, you don't wait for tomorrow and not for New Year's Eve or Saturday. You do everything today as a Muslim, or everything next week, you must remember. So that is our advice to you, brother.
Lungile maningi mushle, Mufti Sahab. And this question says, I've asked my priest how rich was Jesus, and he said very rich. I somehow don't believe him. Can Sir AK advise?
You must remember that the priest has to say that, because if you're going to say that Jesus was poor, then your next question will be, but priest, how come you so rich? If you go, you must remember, to the Vatican and go ask the Pope and his cardinals and bishops that how rich are you? Then you will know they are in the mega dollars, not million, not billion. They're swimming in the trillions of dollars. You must remember that. So therefore they play everybody's tune. You must remember that. As long as they collect things, so everything is fine. So obviously it's a lie. You must remember about Jesus being a rich man and so forth. So he was very, very poor. And remember, he loved the poor people. As Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua, Allahumma ahyini miskina wa amitni miskina. Now the point you need to understand here, my brother, is this poverty that Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Isa, the honorable name of Jesus, mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. His honorable mother, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran. So the poor, the poverty they experienced, remember, was voluntarily. That it was something that they enjoyed. Why? Because they wanted to show humanity a lesson that even in poverty, Allah Jalla Wala will give you so much joy, so much contentment, and so forth and so on. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was so rich in the sense, the richest in the world. But when it came to what we will call richness, then the Master alayhi wa sallam possessed very little, because everything was given away in charity. So that is what Islam teaches for the rulers. Now you juxtapose and compare that with Muslim rulers, Arab rulers, non-Muslim rulers. Why do they fight for elections and they must get, become the prime minister, president, cabinet minister, the big wigs? Because you must remember that they want to enrich themselves, their families, and so forth. So the rich will get richer, the poor will get poorer, and therefore you find revolutions, and therefore you find they are kicked out of office. So you can see in South Africa and many, many other countries of the world.
Bible thumpers from the U.S. with help from the U.S. military have turned Africa into a Christian majority. My question, Mufti Saab, where have we gone wrong? From Musa, Mufti.
You must remember, just go back to what I told you. Today, Thursday, they will be having social distancing day in the Haramain. So me and you as the Muslim Ummah, what have we done? I speak about it. How many others will speak about it? People today don't want to speak because they have a hidden agenda, ulterior motive. So you, the Muslim, who's listening to this program, or you will listen to the podcast in your leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, we send it out to thousands of people. Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So why you don't take up the cudgels and you write to all the Saudi embassies in the world and tell them that what you are doing now is an absolute disgrace. That you are disgracing Islam, you are disgracing Muslims, and disgracing yourself. Because now you have become the agents of America and the rogue regime of Israel. So that is our holiest place, and that is what's happening. So this every Muslim can do. You just go Google and look there, Saudi embassies in this country, what are their email, what are their numbers, and then you send your protest to them and tell them that now you are not fit to be the leaders and the people, the custodians of the Haramain Sharifain, due to your oppression and transgression and blasphemy. So that is what we should be doing. Now you come to Africa. You must remember, Africa even today is majority Muslim country. But I was 2-3 weeks ago in Mozambique. So when I spoke to the people, I asked them, give me the Muslim population and non-Muslim. They said the truth of the matter is this, that the Muslims are majority. But remember that if they're going to tell the world that, then the aid, international aid and so forth, that will trickle in will be much less. So therefore, deliberately, they change the demographics and they will say the Christians are so much and this one are so much and the Muslims are less. So they want more and more international aid. So that's the game they play, you must remember. You know how corrupt the African rulers and leaders are. 80-90% of them, they will sell their family also to get some income and get some aid and so forth. So that is what's really happening. Yes, thus we must admit, remember that as Muslims, that we have not done our work and our duty. And what was that? Dawat take South Africa. We the Indians are here 150, 160 years and more. So we came until today it's sitting at 1%, 2%. People who embrace Islam, people who are Muslim. Go to the Cape and see is more than 350, 360 years. And yet we're sitting at the same percentage. But in such an influx of foreigners have come in who are Muslim. But yet we're sitting at 2% plus minus. So we have failed in our duty, and the quicker we accept it, then remember the better for us, because we must confess to our shortcomings and not just gloat in our praise. People are just happy, no, we're sitting here and so forth and everything is hunky-dory and fine. No, we must therefore, I told you the other day, every one of us daily speak to one person minimum about Islam, and in that way at least we conscientize them what is the true Islam.
Yes, Mufti Saab, you spoke about honky-dory. I'm looking at the message on the screen. It says, let me make it clear, everything is not honky-dory in the Christian world. We're imploding from within. Therefore, Mr. AK, you are called upon. Thank you for thought-provoking answers. William Stewart, Mufti Saab, really appreciates you.
My brother William Stewart, we thank you for waking up so early and to give us your ear in the early part of the morning. Many Muslims supposed to be awake to pray, but unfortunately they fast asleep. But Mr. William Stewart is awake and is listening to us. May Almighty Allah guide you, bless you. The questions I have for the Christians are only three. For any Christian, just ask yourself, that how come you as a Christian are really believing in that Bible? But you know that Bible, the people who wrote it, compiled it, they say according to Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, all of them. So why according to? Isn't that something you should be thinking about? Did any one of them meet Jesus? No. So how come we find so many contradictions in the Bible and so forth and so on? So it's not one person in the entire world that has memorized the original Bible that was revealed to the gospel, revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. So these are all thought-provoking questions. Second one, when you say that you're celebrating Christmas, the birth of Jesus, so what are you saying? That Jesus was not in existence before, and then he was born, so how can he be God? So who was running the world before him? So you, and then you say he was crucified. Then you say he was buried in the Holy Sepulchre. When Mary Magdalene came there that Sunday, the tomb was empty. So how do things reconcile? Your whole Trinity, three is one and one is three. Till today they can't solve that riddle of theirs. So like that, there are hundreds of questions, but these are just certain thought-provoking questions that you need to answer if you really believe in Christianity. Ours is straightforward. We are transparent. There are no superstition. There are no riddles involved. There's only one creator, and we worship him alone. La ilaha illallah. La ma'abuda bihaqtin illallah. Truly, there's none worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah, Almighty God, G-O-D, capital G. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the most beloved and most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. He was, he is, he will always be the last and final messenger and the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a mercy to the entire universe. So that, in brief, remember, is our da'wat, our invitation for all, Islam for all and all for Islam. We have the best, we share it with the rest.
I'm a Burasian, and I love the message given to me in the Quran. I have an Afrikaans translation. Must I marry an Indian Muslim lady when I convert? Herman Prinsloo, Mufti Saab.
Baie dankie, Mr. Prinsloo. Ons praat bietjie Afrikaans. Ek is van Heidelberg af, in die Transvaal. You know, no say ons Gauteng. So I just thank Mr. Prinsloo in the language he loves, and that is Afrikaans. Afrikaans is a beautiful language. I know when I was in school, we used to learn Afrikaans, you know, Rasatasi and all that. So that so many poems and all that we still remember. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. So my brother Mr. Prinsloo, one day as soon as possible you embrace Islam. If you're ready now also, we make you a Muslim, and you must marry a Muslim lady, whether she is a white lady, whether she's an Indian lady, a Chinese lady, African lady, provided that she is a Muslim. There's no such thing that you must marry an Indian woman. Maybe that Indian lady will give you garam masala, you know, some hot curry and so forth. Then you're not used to it, my brother, you understand. So therefore, you marry whoever you want to, provided that she must be a Muslim, irrespective of her ethnicity and so forth. So the religion is the criteria. So first thing, Mr. Prinsloo, our invitation to you will be, embrace Islam as soon as possible, immediately. That Afrikaans Quran has inspired you, and the message is international, global, for all times, all places. And then when you get married, then get married to a Muslim lady, irrespective whether she's Indian, African, Chinese, or whatever, or European. So all that would be acceptable and permissible.
Subhanallah for that, Mufti Saab. This question says, my cousin is always bumming money off me. He exploits me by telling me that my father swindled them off the inheritance. Please advise them, Mufti Saab.
Remember that you yourself as the heir or executor of your late father's estate. So your father passed away. Any one of us whose parents passed away, both of them, one of them, as Muslim, then we should be reading abundantly chapter 14. Verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. So that's lesson number one. Number two, when a Muslim person passes away, the following four things must be done in sequence. Number one, burial, funeral expenses. From the estate or any family member or friend wants to pay, so that's fine, acceptable. The debts of the deceased must be paid. And remember, whether it's personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be expedited. Not have to wait for 40 days and 100 days. All that is un-Islamic. Immediately it must be done. And third one is wasiya, what you bequeath to non-heirs. The maximum amount will be one third of the net estate. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So he, that person comes to you and says that your father usurped his father or his rights or what have you. So now you must tell him, where's the evidence? Bring some documentary evidence. Bring some proof. Bring one, two witnesses or so. So then we can convince. Like this, he is just going to make you a milking cow. So you don't have to give him anything if he cannot produce any evidence. But deep down in your heart, you and your siblings, you know that there was some unda danda. You know, unda danda is our terminology, we Indians. So we did some upside down crookery business, and we gave some shares to our children, and we deprived somebody else in the process. So we increased our shares and decreased or deprived the other heirs, and you know about it. Then remember, you have to address and redress that issue. Otherwise, the consequences are very, very severe. I read for you. Chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa, the chapter dedicated to women. Verse number 14. Chapter 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. This is after the shares of the heirs have been ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, who disobeys Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who disobeys the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa yata'adda hududa, they went beyond the boundaries and the limits, they increase somebody's shares, decrease somebody's shares, deprive somebody, usurp the rights of the age, yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha, Allah dispatches them to the hellfire for a very, very, very long time. Walahu azabun muheen, and for such a person, there will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse 14. So you, the heirs, you need to be honest to yourself and to the other family members as well.
The well-known Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw said, the Bible is so pornographic, do not read it to your young daughters and son. I put it on the lock and keys. I want to know why our priests are keeping this quiet. This is from James, Mufti Saab.
My brother James, thank you very much. Bernard Shaw and all of them, they died long time ago. Their history, let's give you currently what happened. I remember very well because I used to love reading newspapers. Nowadays you don't have to read newspapers, everything is online, so you read it there. So there was a Sunday newspaper, and it's still existing. You in Durban, Natal, know it very well, the Sunday Tribune. I still have the cutting by me somewhere. So what happened was that Sheikh Ahmad Didat, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So he took the, this is under apartheid. So he took the Bible, and the chapter was, you know, Ezekiel and the two adulterous sisters. So he took that, and then he removed the numbers and so forth, and sent it to the census board. So when he sent it to the census board under apartheid, they had two dominees, they had two predicants, two priests. And they read it, they said, this is 100% pornographic. So when the reply came, so he told the newspaper, see, this is what the census said. So it means the South African census board at that time under apartheid, and they had two priests and predicant and dominees. Obviously, they don't know the Bible completely. They only know selected portions. So they are also confessing and admitting that the Bible is pornography. And you know, when Sheikh Ahmad Didat had his famous debate with Swaggart, so he made him read also, and he gave him $50, $100 or whatever. The man read it so fast that nobody could really understand. So even today, if you go to Ezekiel and you read about the two adulterous sisters, a person with shame, a person with modesty, will find it very, very difficult to read it to his young son or young daughter and so forth. So you go to Genesis and you see they speak about Lot, L-O-T, sleeping with his own daughters and committing incest. You see Noah committing incest with his own daughters and so forth. So which person in his right mind? Come, I give you a story. When I was in Newcastle, I was there 20 years, wonderful. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward the people there of Newcastle. So one friend of mine used to come, he said, come with me and that. So we have a township there, you know, African township, Madedeni, Osizweni. But we used to go to Osizweni, so we had our own musallad and so forth, prayer place. So one day when we went there, then the Jehovah's Witnesses were there, and the people thumping the Bible down the people's throat and so forth. So our brothers got very excited. So I said, just everybody keep calm. Let them do what they want to. So when they were finished, so I asked them, you finished? They said, yes. I said, okay, now everybody here, just please wait. So I told them that you got the Zulu Bible, open the Genesis, and read the story of Noah, read the story of Lot and so forth, and you tell me about all this incest. The children who were there, the youngsters that were there, 10, 12, 14 years old, they said, hi, Kona, hi, Kona. This can't be right. There's something fishy here. How can a person be sleeping with his own daughters and so forth? And then, but they are prophets. Prophets, messengers are the best of the best in Islam. We say they are ma'soom. They are protected by divine protection for all types of sins. But when you open the Bible, you find this. So what message? message are we really giving? Therefore, you see, in today's world, that everything they're legalizing slowly, gradually. First, they changed the definition of marriage. They said Adam and Eve, now Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. Now they're going transgender, then is LGBT, and people are promoting that, and they become glorified by the masses. Allah forbid. In Islam, when people indulge in all these type of crimes, so remember, homosexuality, gay brigade and so forth is punishable by death penalty in Islam. And you must remember that now they're going to another step, and they speak about AI. AI, do you know? Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, they say we no more need God. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. This is this humanity who thinks that he can't even control his cough and his sleep and his sneezing, but he thinks he's going to control the world. So Almighty Allah gives us lessons. One time a gale force, sometimes a hurricane, sometimes floods, earthquakes, earth tremor. Who are you? You are good for nothing. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being is created so weak, but because of his science and technology, now he thinks he can start controlling the world. And then Almighty Allah disgraces them. Whether your name is Fossey or Foxy, you can see what is happening in the world today.
Absolutely brilliant, Mufti Saab. Genesis 19:33-35. This question says, my bad habit of being critical is making me unpopular with family members. Can Mufti Saab recommend a wazifa to make me a genius and popular too? Comes from an eager brother this morning, Mufti.
You must remember your intention is wrong, my brother. See, I give you a lesson. When I was young, I was born in Heidelberg. And they used to call me Mastan. You understand that this guy is a naughty guy, you see. So now when we come back from school, you know how it was in the 60s and that. So we used to go to school in the morning, an apartheid time, and then afternoon we go to madrasa to our Islamic teaching and preaching and so forth. So our house was at the back, our shop was there in front, and behind that we had a hawk. You know what's a hawk? Mr. Prince Lu, he can what is a hawk. He remains a fastani, what is a hawk? So the hawk is, we have our fowl run, you know. So where the chicken are, the fowls are, all that. So when I come, so I will go there before entering the house. And I give it one kick, you know. I'm 7-8 years old. So my mother will come again, you're making damal and trouble. Now see, all the chicken ran away. So I say, Ma, you don't worry. I know how to catch them. So you just catch the mother, you see. So you catch the mother, put inside. All of them go inside slowly, slowly, because you got the mother. So you, my brother, you want to please ABC, you want to please XYZ, we say, don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. Please Allah, Jalla wa Allah. When you please Allah, then the whole universe and creation is under His command, under His authority, sovereignty, majesty. He then turns the hearts of people. Did we ever dream? In my wildest dreams, I never ever thought that 4 o'clock in the morning we'll be starting, and Mr. Stewart and Mr. Prince Lu and Mr. XYZ, Mr. James and Mrs. James will be listening to us. So that is Allah, my brother. So forget all this, that I want to be popular with this family member, that family member. People today are swearing Allah and cursing Allah. People are cursing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So where we stand a chance? So remember, you must say, Allah Jalla Wala, I want to become your true slave and true servant. And then the hearts of people will be inclined towards you. And you want a reference from Quran? I give that, then I take leave. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Verily, the people who possess true iman and faith, and they continue with the righteous deeds, so فَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Soon Almighty Allah will place love in the hearts of people for them. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, the chapter on Mary, verse number 96. Chapter 19, verse 96. Read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, O husband, wife, Ya Allah, enhance the love between us and between those who are near and dear to us, Ya Wadud. Between 11 and 12 today, we have a wonderful program, inshallah, on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, Islam and New Year, between 11 and 12. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.